أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And so today we will look at the story of Ashab al-Kahf, the companions of the cave. And in Surah al-Kahf, ayah number 9 starts off where Allah says, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ عَنَّ أَصْحَابُ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّكِيمِ. It's a question. Allah is saying, do you think that the account of the companions of the cave and the inscription is a miraculous sign? See, ajaban is sort of a unique, miraculous, strange sign. And it's sort of suggesting that there are other signs that are even more wondrous, even more miraculous, such as the creations of the heavens and the earth. The birth of a baby. It's phenomenal. But anyway, back to our story about Ashab al-Kahf. What happened? The Quraysh of Mecca sent a few people to the scholars of the Ahlul Kitab, specifically in Najran, and said, can you find some difficult questions from the scriptures and bring them back so we can test this prophet? We actually want to discredit him, so it's going to be really difficult. So there was this particular story about the seven sleepers, as they put it, which is only known to a very few elite group of scholars. So these people returned to Mecca and, trying to discredit the Prophet, asked them about the seven sleepers. The answer in the form of revelation comes a while later, but comes in the form of this story in Surah al-Kahf, which is phenomenal. Based in the land of Afsus, a city which is part of the Roman Empire, there was a kind king. He was just, but when he died, a neighboring king invades their land, annexes it to his kingdom, and is a violent persecutor of the Christians there. Now some young men stood up for their beliefs. They leave town. They meet a shepherd and his dog, and the dog is called Kitmir. And before I go further, I gotta tell you about Kitmir. As a young child, we used to travel a lot. And I remember my grandma telling me that every time you travel, you've got to write Kitmir on your suitcases or put a little piece of paper in your suitcase with Kitmir on it, and it'll keep your suitcase safe. I didn't understand, but maybe it was because she wanted to tell me the story of Ashab al-Kahf. See, Kitmir of the dog is in the Quran. We're told that he lay outside the cave asleep. Intrigued? Well, let's carry on with the story. So these young men meet the shepherd and his dog, who leads them to this cave. Thus the surah is called Kahf. Kahf means cave, a large cave, and they take refuge there. In the cave, in ayah 10 of Surah Al-Kahf, their prayer is mentioned. Rabbana atina min ladunka rahmatan wa hayyi' lana min amrina rashada. Our Rabb, please grant us mercy from you. Provide for us a right course in our affairs. Basically, they're saying, we want to preserve our faith, and we take refuge from you. Allah says that he placed a veil over their hearing, implying that he made them incapable of hearing sounds that would awaken them. So he put them into deep sleep. From a different perspective, the cave represents the heart. It is in this heart that we take refuge from God and we attach ourselves to him. Now the soldiers of the persecutor, and his name was Dakias, follow these men, and the minister actually goes up to the cave, sees these youth asleep, and he comes out saying that they have died of fright. The cave is shut, there's a stone tablet which is inscribed with their names on it. They wake up after 309 years, Quran says, and they look at each other and ask each other, how long have we been sleeping? A day? Maybe part of a day? And then looking at the length of their hair and their nails, they say, قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ. Only your Rabb knows how long you have slept or been here. It is said this is similar to the reaction of human beings when they will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment. So now with old clothes, old money that they found, some coins, an old language, they're starving. So they send one of them to go and buy food, but be extremely careful because they're still thinking that they're going to be persecuted. The old coin gives them away, and they inform the youth that centuries have passed and they're now ruled by a really righteous king. The people at that time were disputing amongst themselves that when you are resurrected, would it only be the spirit or would it be the body and the spirit? And the king believed in bodily resurrection and he had been praying to Allah for a sign to convince his people. When he learned of the story of the youth of the cave, he announced it as a sign that resurrection is both bodily and spiritual, and guided by the youth, led a delegation of people to the cave. When the youth entered the cave where his companions were, he was instantly returned to his deep sleep, as were his companions. The king and his delegation entered the cave and find them in a state of bodily perfection, as was their dog Kitmir sleeping outside. A place of worship was erected outside the spot and the inscription reinstated about the sleepers of the cave. An indication that God's promise is true and there is no doubt regarding the hour and the resurrection of a day when all of us will be accountable. About this story, Allah says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَعْهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. We relate to you their story with the truth. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. These were young men. The word fitya means young men. آمِنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. And they believed in their Rabb. وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. We increase them in their guidance. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to seek refuge from Him to protect our faith and know that we are all accountable, and one day we will all be resurrected to answer to Him. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.